Now, verse 39, and this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Actually, this matter of predestination just refers to the saved, and all it means is what he says here, is that when a person accepts Christ, whom he justifies, he's going to glorify. When he starts out with 100 sheep, he's going to come through with 100 sheep. And that's all that that means. That's all I can get out of it. But I told you I had to stand on the fringe of things. Now listen to him in verse 41 here. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I'm the bread which came down from heaven. You see, he taught that he was God, that he'd come down from heaven. May I say to you in this section here that he's teaching his virgin birth. Now, there are those that say the Lord Jesus never taught his virgin birth. What do you think he's saying here, friends? Verse 42, they understood it. Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? You know how he came down from heaven? Through the virgin birth. As the angel told Mary, that holy thing is conceived of the Holy Spirit. This is something that needs to be added to the virgin birth. It's a complement or a counterpart of the virgin birth, this section right here, beginning with verse 38. For I came down from heaven. That's the Christmas story. Out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. He came down from heaven's glory. He stepped down from the throne to ascend the cross for you and me. And he did it by way of the virgin birth. That's the Christmas story. And friends, there's no Christmas story without it. You can have the jingle of bells all you want to and a ho, ho, ho. But that's not Christmas. It's the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they got the message immediately. They said, why? Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph? But he's not the son of Joseph. Why, says, we know his father and mother. They didn't, though. And how does he say, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father, which hath sent me, draw him. Actually, the word draw is drag. That's divine election. And I'll raise him up at the last day. You ask me to explain it? I can't explain it at all, friends. I just know that you have a free will and you can exercise it, and God holds you responsible for it, and you know you're responsible, and you know right now you can come or not come. It's up to you. Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Now, you will find scripture after scripture in the Old Testament that refers to this. I could give you, oh my, I can give you any number of scriptures. For instance, back in Isaiah, the 54th chapter and the 13th verse, and then in the 60th chapter, listen to this, verse 2 and 3. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of his coming. All these statements back there, that they will come to him, and you can come to him. These things are all made so wonderfully clear, and I suppose, well, I've got listed here at least a dozen scriptures that refer to this. For instance, in Malachi, the 4th chapter, verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Every man that listens to the Father and learns of him will come to me. That is the thing that he's saying, you see. If you listen to the Word of God, then you'll come to Christ. And that's where the great emphasis is being placed here, by the way. Now the rest of this chapter is so important that we don't dare just run over it, but I must hit high points. Verse 46, not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father, and that's the Lord Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. And that, my friend, is as clear as it possibly can be. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I'll give for the life of the world. In other words, he says that he came down to this earth, the Word is made flesh, and he's going to the cross to lay that human life down there as a sacrifice to pay for your sins and my sins. And friends, when you partake of that, when you accept that, then you are saved. And somebody says, ooh, that's so vivid and so strong. That's what they said in that day. The Jews thereof strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And they were thinking of his literal flesh.